Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everybody. How you be this beautiful Monday afternoon? Woohoo! This is Jimena.
And this is Marlena. Welcome.
Yay. If you guys are interested, give us a call. You know how to give us a call. Call 323-375-0849. You can join us online, on air, and we can talk about whatever it is that you want to talk about. But for today, the topic is contribution. Are you being a contribution to yourself and to others? Interesting, huh? As we talked about last week, we do not come up with the topics until pretty much almost the time that it's right down to the time that we're going on air. And this particular topic came up because I went to a fair. I did a lot of walking wearing these really cool shoes that were sparkly, and I could, you know, my feet looked nice and I looked good and everything. And then when I walked to my car, something was not right. And then I drove home. When I got out of the car, definitely something was not right. And apparently my new cool shoe had scratched the top of my foot. And so I had a raw skin there. And I was like, oh, man. So I took off my shoes, not a problem. I came home, and, of course, now an hour later, it was time to take the puppy to for a walk. So as I'm going for a walk, I said, I'm going to go earthing, which is another word of just, I'm going to go barefoot. So, you know, I was going to be walking on the sidewalk and go walking on grass. And as I cross the street, I would be walking on some kind of asphalt, that type of thing. So I walk around, you know, something is like, oh, I'm like, oh, man, I didn't realize this is so rough in my feet, the sidewalk. And then, and don't forget, the asphalt was even worse. It was like, oh, my gosh. And then so I asked my dog, I said, can we just do the short walk, please? And she gave me no problem whatsoever. Normally she's like, oh, you always want to do this. You don't take care about me. You know, she gives me that attitude. But this time she was like, no problem. And then as we're walking, I was walking slow because I was walking, checking to see where the pebbles were so I would not step on it. And she was gentle, and she was just so much contribution to me. And normally she would pull here, she would pull there, but no, this time she was gentle and next to me. And then we did the short walk. When I got home, I had these two huge blisters in the bottom of my feet, and I could not walk at all. And I was like, oh, my gosh. But she was, like, so gentle. And this morning, she was like, I said, look, Mama, I cannot go for a walk today. Let's just go outside and come back in because I can barely walk. And she had no problem whatsoever with that. Normally, she would be like, oh, no, I need to go my walk, blah, blah, blah. But, my gosh, and she taught me so much humility from just being thoughtful of others. And what a contribution she is. And I was just flabbergasted. I thought I was going to have to, you know, be in tears walking with her. But no, not her. She was more in tune with me and how my body was feeling. And, oh, my gosh. And I was like, wow, this is amazing. So what if we could be that much in tune with ourselves and be a contribution to ourselves? And everywhere that we don't allow ourselves to be a contribution and to think of us before anything else, so that we don't continue to hurt it ourselves and we don't continue to stretch ourselves, are you willing to be that possibility? And everything that's going out that is straight and great. Everywhere that you put yourself last and don't allow others to take care of you because, you know, you're the mom, you are the one who has to be the, the caretaker, or you're the dad who has to always take care of everybody else. Therefore, you cannot show your feelings, you cannot show your emotions, because all to do so would be a show of weakness. Are you willing to be a contribution to you, and thus be a contribution to others, and everything that doesn't matter? Are you willing to train and create it all, and to the beyond? Right, wrong, good, and bad, but in fact, all my church, with and beyond. Wow. We always put ourselves last, that we have to do everything for everybody else and forget about you and just take care of everybody else, because otherwise, you know, things are not going to get done, the house is not going to get clean, the bathrooms are not going to get clean, blah, 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 blah. But what if you, taking care of yourself, allows others to take care of you? But are you willing to receive such kindness? Are you willing to receive contribution from others as well? And everything that is allowed that is joined and create. Right and wrong, good and bad, but I'm talking about my church, with and beyond. Now this all is coming to me that this also has to do with worthiness. So do you feel worthy of being taken care of? Or are you so much of gung-ho that you have to take care of everybody else and not allow anybody to take care of you because you don't feel you're worthy for it? You're worthy of being taken care of. And everything that is will be shown and created awesome to us then. Ryan Rome, good and bad, but I'm talking about church, place and beyond. Take a deep breath. Exhale. Wow, that was heavy. So everywhere that we think that we have to be the mom, we have to be the driver, we have to be the house cleaner, we have to be the homemaker, we have to be all the titles, all the different hats that you wear on a daily basis. You have to be the dutiful daughter, you have to be the sister, you know, the reliable sister. You have to be the one, the reliable daughter, and the one friends can always count on. Are you willing to be also allow others to be a contribution to you, and everything that the thing allow that will be shown and created all time to that thing? Right, wrong, good, and bad, from back on my shirts, work, and beyond. So many times, this past weekend, I had a friend, a client. She's in IT as well, and she happens, you know, she's very senior IT person, and her deal is that she goes out for a walk. She'll go out in another state. She goes out for a walk. She lives in a very beautiful neighborhood, but when she goes out walking, she says, God, I wish I was like these people. It's like, where are you comparing yourself to others and finding yourself lacking? Because you are as good or better than those people that you're comparing yourself with, but because of your point of view, you make yourself less than. So everywhere that you're making yourself less than others, are you willing to assume and create that time to go feeling? Right, wrong, good, and bad, but I'm back on my shirt, with me on. Everywhere that you continue to compare yourself to someone else, if you compare yourself to someone else, you're always going to find somebody better than you or somebody worse off than you. Because those are the odds. What are you comparing? What are the criteria that you're comparing yourself with, right? Because you're always going to, if you're looking to make yourself wrong, you're always going to find somebody who's better in a better situation or what you perceive to be a better situation than you. Or if you're looking to make yourself right, then you're going to find somebody who's in a worse situation than you. That way you make yourself superior than them. So everything that's coming up will be destroyed and created all things because they'll right and wrong, good and bad, but I'm back online, shirts, with and beyond. So let me see. Okay, we have a caller. Area code 3122. Let's go ahead and engage this caller. Hello? Hello? 4 digits is 3122. Hi.
Hi.
Welcome.
Hi, what's your name?
I'm Jamie.
Hey, Jamie, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Pretty well. What say you?
I'm sorry?
Do you have a question? What do you want to talk about?
I didn't know what y'all were talking about. This is my first time getting on this, so I didn't know what the subject was.
Today's subject is contribution. Are you being a contribution to yourself and to others?
Oh, yes. I'm a nurse.
Oh, wow.
And a prayer
That's
warrior.
Great. Oh, my gosh. Thank you for being a nurse. My mommy was a nurse. And I just know the sacrifice that you guys make and being always on your feet, walking all over the place and being on call and all that. And, my gosh, thank you, thank you, thank you. So do you have anything that you want to talk about as far as being a contribution? Do you find something? Where in the contribution line are you? Are you number one or are you number 100?
Can you clarify that? I don't know what you mean.
As far as you being a contribution to you, when you think of being a contribution to everybody else and to yourself, are you number one or are you number 100 or 1,000? Basically, do you put yourself last to everybody else?
No, that just depends on the situation.
Okay, good.
Every situation is different, you know?
Yeah, that's great. Because a lot of people, especially mothers, fathers, you know, they have everybody first and then themselves and their relationship. So it's something where it's interesting because I look at the people that have kids and it's like, do you ever have time for yourself? Or is it just the kids? I mean, the kids have piano class. They have all these different team sports that they do. And it's like, when do you guys mm-hmm. ever have time for yourself? So it's like, wow, cool. So everywhere that you've been making yourself last and not giving yourself the priority in your life and being a contribution to yourself and to yourself, basically, will you constrain and create that time to the billion? Right, wrong,
yes,
and
most of my kids are all grown now, so.
Oh, cool. How does it get any better?
Yeah.
Do they have any kids yet?
No, my daughter wants to. She's trying right now.
Oh, wow. That's exciting. And
I know.
Little beings around. And, you know, the wonderful thing is, like, I love talking to the new babies, like they're 3-4 years old. You ask them questions, mm-hmm. and it's like they just know answers that you're like, oh my gosh, how did you know that? It's like, you just keep asking questions, and they will give you answers that they don't know where it's coming from, but it's like unbelievable knowledge. It's like, oh my gosh, we are our own ancestors, you know? It's like, how does it get any better? Oh my gosh, it's amazing. So everywhere, in some instances as well, when we make ourselves last in our life, it's because we don't feel we're worthy of the attention. We don't feel we're worthy of receiving. So everywhere that you have made yourself not willing to be the equal to those around you, and you always see yourself as lesser than, are you willing to make that go once and for all? And everything is extreme and great. I'm wrong and bad, but I'm powerful and short sleep and beyond. Woo. And what would it take for everybody to think of themselves in the morning when you wake up in the morning? What I do when I wake up in the morning is the first thing I do is I say, I exist. And then after that, when I get up from bed, I say, okay, buddy, what adventures do you want to have today? And then I asked the universe, universe, show me something beautiful today. And then I say, what energy, faith, and consciousness can I be to be a contribution to my clients with total ease? And everything goes out of the stream of faith, and beyond. And then I say, what energy, faith, and consciousness can I be to receive the contributions the universe wants to give me and everything that doesn't allow that, this train and create. Crying wrong and about and powerful and beyond. So everything in your life wants to contribute to you. But you have to be willing to receive it. Sometimes we expect things to come to us in a certain way, a certain shape, a certain time. And everything, if it's not within those windows, we close off our allowance to receiving. So everywhere that you have projections, expectations, judgments, depressions, rejections on how things should be, how should not be, how things are going to show up for you, what you're asking for, what you're creating for, will you destroy and create that sense of a building? Yeah. Right, wrong, good, and bad, part and back, all my shirts, this and beyond. Because when the universe gives to you something and you say, oh no, universe, instead of that red BMW, I wanted it black and you gave me a red, therefore take it back. The universe says, oh, okay. So the universe says, she doesn't like this one. Let's see what else she will like. And then the universe brings you a handsome hunk, you know. He's 6 foot tall, dark and handsome. But no, you were expecting a 5'11" and a half and dark eyes, but blonde hair or something. Therefore, he doesn't match what you're expecting. Therefore, you send him back. So everywhere that you have so much detail on what to expect and how to expect what you're asking for. Are you willing to destroy and create that? And go for the energy of how it makes you feel, so that if you're looking for fun, then sometimes just when I come to my office and when I ask my body, when I ask the universe to show me something beautiful, sometimes when I come to my office, I look out the window and I see a little bunny sitting on the grass. And I'm like, wow, that is beautiful. And what's so beautiful about it is that he sits right almost outside my window and doesn't get scared when I approach the window. And to watch it and to see and to notice how fluffy he is and how gentle. And I just sometimes just send him energy, healing energy from my window. And he stays there silently receiving it. And we have a one-on-one communication for maybe 5 minutes or so. And then he gets enough energy. And then he goes away. But that's something beautiful. Or just to have a hawk come and sit and perch on the window, on the tree that's outside the window. That's also like, oh my gosh, so majestic. Such a gift to see such a wild, strong, powerful animal sitting outside my window. And then the contribution they get is the energy that I give them. It's like I just say, whatever you need, my body can give to you. My body is willing to give to you. And of course, I ask my body, can we give whatever energy the animals need? And another thing, if you guys are looking to lose weight, okay, what you can do is, as you walk around in nature, you can tell your body, let's contribute the excess weight, excess fat in our body to the animals that did not get enough, food this winter. So, and everywhere that you think that you're not being a contribution, that you're just you and you don't have enough and you can hardly stand yourself and blah blah blah. Are you willing to be a contribution just by being? You walk in the street, you walk in nature, everywhere you walk, it's a contribution to the earth because you are putting your energy on the earth. And that is so precious. You're helping raise the earth's energy, the planet's energy, vibrationally. Are you willing to just be? And everything that doesn't allow that, destroying and create. Right and wrong, good and bad, put and back home and short sports and beyond. So what can you do to be a contribution to yourself, number one? And what can you do to be a contribution to others? That is the question. So what else is possible? And everywhere that you have been thinking, you have been playing small, that you have only been thinking, oh, I'm not good enough, are you willing to let go of that? Because if you are on this planet, if you are breathing, you are good enough for everything. So this planet is not for the meek. And baby, you are not meek. If you're here, you're listening to this word. You are not meek whatsoever. You are a very powerful being who decided to have an adventure in the physical form. And apparently, from what I hear, there's a long line of people who are willing to do that. A long line of people who are waiting to come to this planet. So, what would it take for you to step up to your game and to be the truly powerful being you be? And everything that doesn't allow that will make you and create it all come to the place. Ryan Rohn, good and bad, part and back on my short list and beyond. And what else is possible? What would you like to, how would you like to see your world? How, what would you like to change? If you were for a day, how would your reality be? How much would you contribute? What would you contribute? How would you change things? You know, everything starts with you changing you for you to see the change in others. Be the change you want to see. And everything doesn't allow that. Destroying and create. Right and wrong, good and bad, but impossible, my short stories and beyond. And what would it take? 100 years. Can you imagine what life would be like in 500 years on Earth? Wow.
Amazing.
Yeah. Can you imagine if we continue with the consciousness we're going, with the awareness that we're going, and we start taking care of the resources better, can you imagine what 500 years from now would look like? I'm like, wow. So would you like to be a contribution to yourself and to others and thus create a very expansive future for everybody? Everybody includes you. So what would it take for us to create a community? A community that works together, grows together, enjoys peace, harmony, and everything that doesn't allow that will be destroyed and created all times if at home. Right and wrong, good and bad, far and back, all nine shorts, with and beyond. And everywhere that you're seeing yourself as not good enough, not worthy, will you let that go already? Yes. Right and wrong, good and bad, far and back, all nine shorts, with and beyond. Because, well,
feels
there's
good.
No meaning. There's no because. You are worthy. You already are. But you have to acknowledge. And the only one who can make that change for you, who can make that choice for you, is guess who? You. And all you have to do is make the choice for today. Go just for today, just for one day. You go around saying, I am that I am. And everything that your eye sees, that's what you are, because you are all of that. You are all of those people. You are the rich man. You're the poor man. You're the sexy guy. You're the sexy woman. You're the ugly woman, you're the ugly man, you're the homeless, you are everybody. Yeah, just for one day, go around saying, I am that, I am. You are the laptop, you are the water, you are the tree, you are the squirrel, you are the rabbit. Just for one day, go around saying, I am that, I am. Because you are all that. And see what your awareness says to you. And then you're going to get an awareness when you do that. You will get an awareness. And everywhere that you've been blocking, that you belong to it all. And everything belongs with you. Are you willing to be the true master that you be? And be in a continuous communion with your environment and everything that is, will you be shooting and create your own physical feeling? Brian, Ron, good and bad, but I'm past online, short space, and beyond. Did you guys notice that when I was saying, I am that I am, I am that I am, and then suddenly you feel the awareness that everything is you? Did you notice that in the environment? Oh my gosh, that is so cool. And I only did it for a couple of things. I didn't go the whole day for me to feel that way. Did you feel that? Oh my gosh, that's awesome. Mm. Yeah, just go around saying, I am that I am. When you watch something on TV, say, I am that I am. When you watch someone on the street, I am that I am. You are a car. You are the road. You are the tree. You are the leaf. Just go around saying, I am that I am, and your awareness will expand. Oh, my gosh. It's like suddenly your energy changes because it's no longer focused on just you, but in the non-expansive you. It's more focused on being a contribution and receiving contributions from anybody. If you go outside by a tree, say, what tree can you contribute to me? And just feel the energy of the tree. And what else is thought? A little bit saying, I am that I am. I was like, oh my gosh.
Yeah. There's a lot of, you can feel it, you know, shifting, changing in your thought patterns.
Yeah.
When you're working on that, you know, because somebody maybe on the line was feeling low and down about theirself, and all of a sudden, you know, you start picturing yourself as somebody in your future, how you want your future to be. I am. Whatever that
go
may
out
be.
And, yeah, go out and you want to up yourself from whatever funk you're in, go out and say, I am that I am for everything that you see. And your energy will expand so much and you'll be in union with everybody in everything. And even if you don't want to go out, just do it in your room, like I just did that right now. And my energy is just so expansive.
Ooh. Just like when you want to be, contribution, then you got to do something to be a contribution. I am that I am.
I am that I am. And when you say that, you can point to whatever you're looking at. I am that I am. I am that I am. And then just, you know, see what you can create. Well, guys, it's been fun. It's been great talking with you all. I appreciate you listening. Please call us and we'll have more dialogue. We'd love to have more live interaction. That would be awesome. But until next time, have fun. And what adventure shall you have? Let us know. Bye.